Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Action Radio. This is Greg Penglis coming to you from the historic district of downtown Milton on the banks of the beautiful Blackwater River. And now let's get into Action Radio. All right, so you hear that fucking loud. We're live. Hey, Dan. Chief Dan Skyhorse. We're actually live at the Creek Tribal Headquarters here in Santa Rosa County, Florida. I've got Reebok.
Yes.
There we go. Okay, so he's here. I've got I've never had the microphone set on. I guess it's powerful enough. I can hear myself clearly through the headset.
But now can you hear me, though?
I can't hear you through the headset. You might have to get a little closer.
Or we can sit here and try this. Just touch.
Yeah, just play with the game.
How about now?
Try again.
How about now?
Yeah, I can hear you through the headset.
Okay.
So this is good. So this microphone actually does what it's supposed to do. It's got a dual channel back and forth. Normally,
yes.
I have it on the single channel towards me. So we're live. We're experimenting. It's been a very interesting, I guess, a better face. Let me see what we got here. Okay, don't need that one. So the lights didn't work until Reebok got here. All right. And then I couldn't turn the internet on. And the show already started without me, and I couldn't cancel it and restart it. But I've got 3 hours, so we're good till 9 o'clock when the Creek Fest starts anyway. So if we do an abbreviated show, and I can run overtime anyway, so you know we're pretty flexible here. Anyway, so this is not a normal schedule show. I normally don't do it at 6 a.m. In fact, we do have some more fun stuff too. So I'm going to this is going to be a work in progress. This is the first show which I'm actually not ready at all to do. Don't have a whole lot prepared, and I'm going to try. While we're doing this, to set up a Facebook Live and make it even more interesting. So
there you go.
So this is going to be fun. So if that works, let me see. Okay, here and there, and where's my live video? So that way people can allow access. Yeah, let's allow the camera access. And have I done anything wrong? I think I'm all set. Hopefully. So is Facebook not going to let me do it? What's Facebook now? So again, this this is what makes it so much fun here, is I'm not a computer. I'm not well-versed in my computers. So I've turned stuff on. I guess I need to turn that on. Anything else I need to turn on? So let's do that. Okay, so now it can locate me. So we should be all set. I should be able to go to Facebook now and hit live video and have it actually work. Ah!
There you go.
I did it. See, you turn enough things green, it's amazing. Can't start live broadcast. Okay, because I haven't done anything. What do you mean can't start? Please check your internet connection and try again. Oh, so maybe we can't do a live broadcast. Just one of the many things that makes today really exciting.
Exactly.
Okay. So why isn't it working? So why isn't my internet working? It should be working in here. It should pick up. This is an iPhone. I've got AT&T. This should be able to pick it up anywhere. Let's see if I've got regular internet. Let's try that here. So I know I'm talking on the air like I'm, you know, like you're not here, audience, but I know you're here. So what is not going on? It looks like I got internet here. Internet there. I just don't have. I can. Please check your internet connection and try again. I have no idea what to do on my phone. I don't know how to do it.
Go to settings.
Settings? Oh, that's the wrong one.
Next one up.
That's there you go. Yeah, there we go.
And then go to where it says Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi not connected. Oh.
There you go.
So I have to do the one that I've got. Oh, so I have to connect to this Wi-Fi too.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, okay. You're a genius. You are my new best friend. I'm telling you.
I guess that's why I'm the sound guy for the tribe.
Makes sense. Well, I want to hear your whole story. Let's see if this works. Let's see if I did it right. Okay, and join. This is so much fun. So you'll be able to actually see our crazy faces this time, and that's unusual. Uh-oh, incorrect password. I must have typed it wrong. Let's try it again. I know it's live radio. I'm very casual about my show, as you can probably tell.
Slightly.
Let's see if it worked that time. Looks like it's working. Do I have to ask to join networks? I guess
you shouldn't have to.
Okay, let's see if it works. Let's start working. I say you are my new best friend. This is I'll tell you, sound guys are the best on earth. You know, they're like air traffic controllers when you're a pilot. You know, try and get along without them. It doesn't work. Trust me, it just doesn't work. You're not gonna do anything. So what we're gonna do, since
we're some of the most tech savvy people there is.
Oh, I believe it. Oh no, it's incredible. It's amazing what's going on. I just have to write a description here. So let's put Action Radio. Radio. I have to do all the punctuation, it looks like. Creekfest. CREEKFEST. 2022. And let's put my call sign on here so people can actually find the show. Someday I'm also get some advertising in while I'm at this. Want to talk. So to let folks know what's going on, the history of it used to be called the powwow.
It used to be called a powwow from my understanding. What we were doing a couple of years ago before COVID hit.
Yeah.
It was my first year here doing something. And just a traditional powwow. And it was so much fun. But this year, we've added several flute players. And one that I know for sure is a Grammy-nominated flute player. And it's going to be great.
We're live.
We're live.
Here we are live. Okay, so now what I need to do is, this is going to be backwards, though. I have to reverse this somehow, right? There's a button on the bottom there, do it backwards.
I think.
I've got the camera facing the right way.
I think it's the only way you're going to be able to have it now.
Oh, okay. That's backwards. Nobody will know the difference. So put this here, leave it up a little bit so that people can hear the bottom of the microphone. And I should probably put it back for enough that we can get you and me in the picture. That should be something. Let me see if I put this here. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, that works. I can scoot it.
We're going to squeeze in a little bit here. Okay. So I'm going to put it directly. Actually, I can't do it closer because that's going to work. No, that doesn't seem to work. I'm tilt this down a little bit. Oh, there we go. But it's still not going to be good enough. I guess it has to be far enough away.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. Okay. So, only you.
Well, you're in there too.
Yeah, but you see me. Okay, well, this is the first remote. So if people are wondering why I'm so confused right now, it's because I've done this. I've never done a show where we're actually and of course, I don't have any other podcast. This is going to be a totally different thing, but that's okay. That's all right. I usually have like my phone, have a show plan, and all. I don't have that stuff up today. You know, normally, because I'm not, this is one day I sleep, and my body is like getting up. You know, 4 a.m, you know, on a Saturday. I forget about 4 a.m. Every other day of the week, I'm up, you know, 4:30, something like that. So that's different. All right, let's bring the show site back. So let's. What we could do is maybe just kind of pan around behind us. Actually, you want to do a little walk around and show people the. I made them stand up.
It's all good.
Feel free to walk around, and I'll just talk.
Right.
So Reebok, the most capable soundbite in the world and member of the Creek Tribe, is going to walk around with my phone as we are Facebook Live simulcasting. This theoretically is going to work. I mean, there's no reason why it can't work. It's that it's a little awkward today because, you know, I've never done it. But we got the table, we got the Wi-Fi, we got the plug working, the show is going. So we're actually doing fine. So people that want to know how this works, this is pretty simple. This is how Action Radio works. I got my mic, I've got my computer. I'm a mobile radio station. Which is really interesting. So Blog Talk, I got the studio screen right here. I got my phone numbers. I got my sound effects. I can play weird stuff if I want. That's right. People won't hear it. So that's another problem. No one's going to be able to hear what we play. And if somebody calls in, they're going to hear that.
Yeah.
And that's okay, because I don't expect people to call it. What time is it anyway? 6:42 in the morning. So if you want to just do it like a once, or you can even walk to the far end, just kind of wander around. So those are the, I guess these are the Chiefs behind us on the wall, right?
Yes.
Okay. So those are the Chiefs. And what we're now in, we're in the Cultural Center. So this is the Santa Rosa Creek Band. Used to be Tribe, now it's the Santa Rosa Creek Band. All this stuff is still screened off. I was the first one. I got here at 5:30. Why? I'm not sure. Because nothing was on. Reebok was even here.
Here.
Oh, you were here.
Oh, I was sleeping back behind the building.
Oh, okay. So I didn't think to – why did I think to wake up the guy sleeping behind the building? What was wrong with me? What was I thinking? Anyway, so we're here, and I hope to interview anybody that might be involved in the Creek Fest today is welcome to come by here. So just send them on in. We'll get Chief Dan Skyhorse back when he has a chance. But this is kind of a beautiful thing. And we got a little table set. You had enough, and we'll just put it back in here, and then it kind of screws in. Yeah, we can put it back far enough that it gets both. A little bit of me. Yeah, everybody see. Once you see me, then you don't have to see me. I don't really care about that. I'd much rather do stuff. This is why you have a sound guy. Like I say, it's like your track controllers when you're a pilot. You know, they are your best friend. So I guess we have me to start with. But I want to run you. I want to focus on you.
Watch your cup down here.
Oh, yeah, let's move that. Yeah, so leave it on the ground so much water.
Yeah, I don't want to drink
it. Let's get one here.
There we go.
So now I get both of us. All right. So I get my profile view as we do this. I'll turn my microphone a little bit around. So logistically, we're having fun. Oh, yeah, I fixed the beard. Oh,
I got to fix the beard.
So we don't do this for radio normally because we don't care. We're you know, and this is why it's unusual to do this. But I figured with the Facebook Live, we'll have a chance to do this. And this is long. Oh, the other thing, I've got my plug in here too, my charging. So I remembered everything except the password to my hot. Didn't think about that. Got everything else pretty well organized. In fact, I even brought a little power board, a little just in case a surge protector just in case. So look at that, it reaches. So this is going to be able to reach my phone. Hot clams. We're in business, dude. This is exciting. I can do remotes now. I'm just going to leave the mic so you can talk.
Once we get up and running, of course, I've got a sound system that's literally right outside the building here. So it's be able to hear all the bass and low end that's coming through for sure in here.
When do you start?
I have a schedule for this stage. Okay. And my first flute player goes on at 9:30.
I gotta jot that down just a little bit. Just to make sure that we're in the middle of the picture. Just because I don't want the bottom to drop out of our Facebook Live here. There we go. And the nice is this microphone is powerful enough to do it. So if you also want to do your own podcast, get yourself a Yeti Blue mic. They are fabulous. They are just amazing. And it's got settings on the back. I can do recordings of a band. It's got a full 360 setting. Mm-hmm. It's a normal setting I use. The third one over here, you'll see that. That faces directly at me. I've got it on the far side, which is a dual, like we're doing now. And Reebok, you come through really nicely. I can hear you from there. So I can do remotes now. In fact, I can hear me back from here. So it looks like the range is about a foot or so away from the mic. We're still good. So I'm going to bring it a little closer to you. There we go. Okay.
That works.
So this is fun. So if you're doing sound, who's on the schedule?
All right, so on as far as our flute players, which is what we're adding this year, we got Mike DeMaria.
Who's he?
He is a Grammy nominated flute player.
I want a Grammy, man. I want a Grammy.
I want a Grammy.
Yeah, we created a new award here, the Grammys.
We got to have Grammys.
Exactly.
And then we have Billy White Fox.
Okay.
Phenomenal flute player, makes his own flutes. Our grand entry and the dance circle.
Okay. I'll be shut down at that point. So if you want to come in, we should give the address to. It's 4750
Willard Norris Road.
Willard Norris Road. So come on out. Come on down to the Creek Fest. And so that's the part that I'm doing. I want to get some folks out here. If you've never been, it's an experience. And what was really interesting is that people, there's a naming ceremony. So if you want to get yourself a Creek name, what's your Creek?
I'll be getting mine today.
Oh, okay. Congratulations. Yeah. See, now I was getting mine, and I've told the story folks in the air to a fair amount of times. So for our new folks, especially if you're watching on Facebook, now I'm assuming that this is the microphone strong enough to pick up our voices on that.
It should be.
Yeah. So that's good. If not, I'll find out at the end. I will do better next year. Anyway.
If you got somebody watching, you sit there and say, if y'all can hear me on Facebook Live, let us make sure we're through okay.
Yeah, we got people watching. So, anybody give a thumbs up or something if it's working, then please feel free. I know I started later than 6, but next year I'll be time. I know what to do. We'll figure out the right buttons to push to turn the lights on. you know, get the Wi-Fi going and everything else here. But so my name is Oponyo Suta, which means sky talker. And so I was given that name by the tribal council when they made me a member. And so I have a huge honor because, yeah, and it was after – it took a while to get folks – Chief Nichols was not as crazy about going on the air. Mm-hmm. And so he said, yeah, okay, dude. Sure. He said, come back in 6 months. You know, so I went after I met him to introduce myself. He says, okay. He says, I want to check. Okay. You know, I'm trying to be light and respectful here. And then it came back, and he says, oh, all right, well, let's try a couple more months. I still want to think about this. Well, eventually he came on with Vice Chief Dan at the time and a couple of other folks from the tribe. And that was the first show. And then we did another show the next month. And then it started becoming a regular every month. Mm-hmm. We do a show of the Creek Tribe because I wanted the Creek voices on the show. You know, I wanted any voices I could get on the show. I mean, there's restrictions. That includes international. So let me do the international thing. We're actually broadcast. This is actually a good chance for our folks in Europe maybe to pick us up as well. We're heard in over 50 countries.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, this is a big deal. Not a huge audience yet because I said that the COVID government response was a hoax, that we didn't need vaccines, that we had hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, vitamin D, vitamin C, and zinc, and actually became friends with Dr. Solenko, who gave hydroxychloroquine to President Trump. And because of that, I was able to get him on the show. She wrote a bill because we're the first show that has ever written legislation with on the show. We'll do it on the show.
Wow.
And we have workshops there. And then we have our website, writeyourlaws.com, WriteYourLaws, writeyourlaws.com. I'll show you it on the computer when we get on here a bit. This is kind of fun. We've never had it before. So
this is great.
This is really good. Yeah, all right. So let me go. So let's do the what's on your mind. Let's just show you how it works here. So this is my screen. And then here's my program, and I have any show notes that I want. I've got things like our discount codes and everything else, the title of the show. We have the information. I have the live chat. I'll check to see if anybody checks in. These are my sound effects over here. So I have 1812 over here, you know, my ads. Different things. I'll play in there, too. You're not going to hear Facebook, so just kind of watch us. That's what I thought was for a minute. He's got some of the more fun things here. Actually, you may not hear them because they're going over the network.
Network,
you might not hear, so I might not play. Anyway, so I have different things here. I have some rather amusing ones that I get my car out of my cheers. You know, I couldn't find a good laugh track. And then I've got this one is like a rocket ship taking off, and it's just dangerously cool. So I'm going with my sound effects. So listen to the show. And you got a card there.
I have to.
Yeah, check it out. And now that you've been a guest, you have to call in as a guest. And talk about sound and all those things, too. A little hotel bell. I got a gong. But now we've got some of the more fun, amusing things that I do here. The January White Sale, that's where Black Lives Matter brings back the January White Sale, except they're selling white people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's kind of a fun one. We have the new normal church and grocery store. Remember when the stores were open but the churches were closed?
Yes.
So I said, well, what if we combine the church and a grocery store? So you have, you know, the Catholics can shop for, you know, they take communion in the bakery aisle, the wafers are, and then move on to the red wine section. I mean, that's kind of how it goes. You know, the Buddhists can burn incense and then eat juice. So I combine religion with every part of the grocery store. You know, the Jews were on the Western Wall, where you have to hag the Muslims.
Great.
Oh, nothing is off. And I have my reporters with a legal report. In fact, Mondays that were great. Mondays on the show are great because we have Jim Moser, who does a legal report. This is Diana with the sex and sensuality report. So we get politics and sex on Mondays. It doesn't get better, right?
No, not at all.
Tuesdays we've got Brianna, who does the government inquiry report. She's high school. She's brilliant. And then we have Jody, who's from Nicaragua, grew up under communism, does her legal report. Wednesdays we have Bill Key, Cesar. We have Wendy Arthur, who does the Oh My God report. She's a minister. And we call it Christianity with a Kick.
Now,
Thursdays we open. Thursdays we used to have this incredible panel with Dr. Mikovits, Dr. Artis, all the big COVID docs would come on. We did 18 weeks of that. It was amazing. It was really incredible.
Now, have you ever done anything with, say, the paranormal community?
Yeah, actually, I did. No, we did. We did a show like that. Yeah.
That's part of what I do, too.
Oh, do you remember the folks that used to be Paranormal Adventures or something like that in Pensacola?
And that there was a Second Sight Paranormal.
Okay.
And I was a part of that.
And we can make just a little bit closer.
Right.
That's better. Yes, yeah, so you normally have the gain so low because it distorts on the
right.
But if I can get up here and send further, it's the equivalent, right?
Right.
So the gain of my voice being closer makes a difference. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is, oh, actually, I can hear myself just fine from here. But you can see me then.
Oh, okay.
You know what I was worried about was like two faces right next to each other with a microphone between us?
Yeah.
I said I didn't want that either. So, but I can hear myself just fine. You know, I have to turn my sound down, actually. It's kind of weird. This is good. Yeah, go ahead. I'm having fun.
I've got a, I was with one paranormal team, left them, started a new paranormal team called Ethereal Voices Paranormal.
Ooh.
And there's four of us on the team.
What are you looking for?
Anything and everything that is normal.
Oh, okay. Literally. Paranormal. Yeah.
So if people are saying I'm hearing voices or footsteps in my house or get moved around, we'll check it out.
Okay.
And I'm the one that's sitting there going, okay, let's really try this. Let's do an experiment. Let's see if this is really what it is.
Right.
If I can't get it to duplicate or can't explain it, then it's paranormal.
Interesting.
But I'll do everything I can logically to prove that it's not.
Yeah, that makes sense. I tell you what I'm going to do. As we're oh, my network. No, I think I'll leave it. I was going to put the thing in front of us, but that might have our phone chatter plugged in. So everything's connected to everything else. I did a ghost chase. It's the Imogene Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been in there?
Oh, yeah. I've done that one twice.
The Imogene. Now, there's a lot in the Imogene.
Oh.
The spirit world is really strong there.
Thinking like how this microphone is.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, are they on a timer?
They're on a movement deal.
Oh, movement deal. Okay, the lights just went out. So do you have to like get up every hour or something like that?
Something close to that. Now he's got to just kind of be movement.
Fine.
Keep the lights going.
There we go. But, okay. Yeah. This microphone is so strong now that I actually had I turned my sound off by accident.
Yeah.
So maybe I don't want to sit too far. See my smiling? I'm not going to be in it all the time. Okay, I'll just be hiding here with the important folks.
But thinking about how the dynamic of this microphone is,
uh-huh.
I have basically the same thing. It's a condenser mic.
Right.
I set it up in the balcony of the Imogene.
Oh.
And ran it all the way down to the stage to my mixer, which is the same mixer I have sitting outside.
Uh-huh.
And ran it into my in-ear monitors.
Oh, okay.
Music.
Really? Well, that's what they used to play in 1912. Uh-huh. It was an opera house, wasn't it?
So I went upstairs.
Okay.
After hearing it through my little earbuds.
Right.
And there was two people sitting close to the mic. And I asked them, I said, did y'all hear anything strange up here? And both of them said, we just heard like opera music up here.
That's fascinating.
And I'm like, my phone works.
And they picked up the opera?
They picked up the opera and they heard
Spirit World Opera. So how can you pick Spirit World Opera on a regular microphone?
Well, it's just like we pick up voices a lot of times.
Okay.
It's an electronic voice phenomenon.
So it's a vibration, it's electronic impulse.
Yep.
Hey, come on in. We're doing live radio. You want to join us?
I'll be a spectator.
Oh, a spectator for radio? How do you do that?
That's a new one.
So you're not on video. We're doing video too. So we actually have all manner of crazy things going. For folks that want to go to the Creepy Fest, we're here at 4750 Willard Norris Road. Are we still part of Milton, or are we unincorporated at this point?
I think this is still Milton, right?
Yeah. Okay, so still part of Milton, Florida. And so come on down. And so this is fun. I mean, this has been. Because I remember when WY used to be there with this big desk. And we had the tribal members gathering mm-hmm. around. And I don't know if we took a video. I don't think we ever took a video of it, which just, I wasn't, you know, tech savvy much. I'm still not.
It would have been great.
As you can tell. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, the callers show up on this side. And so that's how that works. And I actually get four. There's a red X that appears there when I want to get rid of people. I usually don't, though, because I found out this is another thing that I've innovated into radio is that I don't usually cut callers off to take the next one. Mm-hmm. I've had 10 callers on the show at once.
Oh, wow.
Which is fascinating. And a lot of times people have said they're just listening in, you know, rather than listening online. But sometimes you get some big panels, guys. It's been fascinating. Our doctors, we'd have 6 to 8 people on some of the greatest doctors in the world, and I have to, you know, kind of cycle through and balance and give people time to talk. But they used to make presentations, so they can talk 45 minutes without even thinking about it. And it's like, I'll let you give someone else a chance. And how do I say that nicely? You know, so I'm like texting sometimes. Okay, you're done.
Sometimes you just have to do it how you have to do it, you know, but without being rude.
Where I did have to do, actually a couple times I've had to meet people, you know, and these are friends of mine, there are public figures, and everybody has a moment where they get carried away,
mm-hmm.
you know, even me. And so people are like, grab and talk. Oh, gee. You know, they call me too. And that's okay. You know, Action Radio is really, it's almost like a big family. You know, we're across the tree sometimes, and we've had calls international. We have a Skype line. Anybody can call in from anywhere. This live chat that I did before, they can broadcast. Anybody can spin from anywhere in the world as well. And we had Switzerland. Some guy from Switzerland talking to us one day.
Oh, wow.
So you don't know where this is. Oh, yeah. We're in weird places. Iceland, Sri Lanka, Solomon Islands, and New Caledonia popped up on the map. We just got to Cuba. We are now in Cuba. So this is going to be huge. Well, see, no one's ever done what we do. No one's ever had live, no one's ever written legislation directly to government. We're bypassing, we're the lobby, except we don't have, you know, lobbying, but our legislation better. We have a bill that took away the power of Congress to borrow money. It's a constitutional amendment. We have a bill for vaccine product liability. We have a bill for that ends big tech censorship. That's one of the ones I wrote. In four lines. We change four lines of law, and big tech can't censor anymore. That's how powerful this is. It is. But let's get to your story. How did you get sound tech? You were a rock performer at one point. Is it the guitar or the bass? Look at the bass player.
I'm a drummer.
Oh, you're a drummer. Okay, so there we go. All right. So I knew I had to start. So tell me the story.
Well, it started out as I went to go, and that my brother told me about, and they were really good. Now I ended up being a roadie for them,
mm-hmm.
and then I ended up learning to be a guitar tech and the drum tech, as well as a roadie. And then it just turned into, I'm working with the sound guy. He's teaching me.
How's life on the road? Is it what we hear it is?
Oh, it's a headache.
Prima donna musicians?
Well, some of them. Okay. Some of them. Most of the guys I worked with were really laid back, down to earth people. There was a few that were literally prima donnas.
A little full. So, yeah, I'd say hello on the radio. It's okay now because we don't have a huge audience, but I'm after Trump's endorsement. You know, I'm connecting with people. You know, like I have friends now at Lindell TV, Mike Lindell's organization. And so, and I've had Peter Navarro on this show.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. So we're like this close for the video, this close. Now I can actually do it on camera.
There you go.
To the Trump administration. You know, and hopefully having them on. If I get Trump's endorsement, we'll have 10 million listeners the next day.
Easily.
You know, and so it's just a matter of time before we do the censorship. Anyway, back to drumming. So, is your thing there? Did you get enough to play in a band?
Well, I've played a few shows. I'll just say that.
Okay.
I didn't get to actually get on
the But the drummer, road, drummer was so. Drunk and you had to sit in or something? Or what?
No, mostly we were sitting here, myself and another gentleman were co-hosting open mic nights. So I bring a drum set in. I play a lot of it, and then he gets other people up and let them play on my kit, $3,500 custom kit.
And you're letting idiots play on it.
Actually, the guys that got out there were actually really decent drummers.
Yeah, see, I'm looking for an open mic too around here because I've been making a time for a band. This is kind of an embarrassing story. I actually got kicked out of my last band. I formed it.
Oh, jeez.
And the reason was not that I wasn't playing, wasn't that I wasn't rehearsing. In fact, I was the only one who was practicing a lot, I think. And the drummers really too, but they got sort of locked into playing the band really for both of these guys. They wanted to play 1977, and that was it. And I mean, I don't know as much as the next guy. It's a great band, but they're up and up.
A lot of them.
Not the only ones that have played music. And so that kind of was a little riff. And I like to practice. I like to do tougher songs. We're doing, you know, Let It Ride by Bachman. We had the harmony music since
that's
I was.
Like,
you know,
sometimes on Tuesday nights, I go over to Gaffney, Alabama, and I got a friend of mine that's hosting a live karaoke.
Live karaoke.
Okay, so we're
going to post
right there. We have karaoke where there's a day and he pulls up the songs on his computer. lyrics and the music's right with it.
Uh-huh.
Differences is this guy's playing an acoustic guitar.
Oh.
You pull up lyrics on your phone.
Oh.
He's going to play the guitar part. You're going to sing the song. He's got harmonies to help you.
I could do like a Simon and Garfunkel song with him or an Everly Brothers or things like that. Can he change keys, I suppose, if his voice is very low? So I don't want to take it down. You know, I do the the Paul Simon part. Mm-hmm. I sing a lot of times. I do electric guitar, finger pick it to Sounds of Silence. I'll do my next band. But I sing with Paul Simon. I can't sing Garfunkel. I have testosterone. You know, I grew up a male. You know, and my voice when it lowered, it went down to dire to you know, Rawls. You know, or Dire Straits. I can do the swing in the natural key. But that one,
that's a fun song.
That is a fun song. Now, but I can't do. I can't play them in the lead. Definitely not that far. It's about an hour from
Melbourne.
Without traffic.
About an hour.
Okay.
Well, we had one night.
I'd make appearances to do, every once in a while just to show you that I'm here.
We had one night somebody wanted to do Seven Bridge Road.
I'm not familiar with that. What's that?
That song is a it was a warm-up song, honestly.
A warm-up song?
That's all it was meant to be, was a warm-up song. And for just that quick, I forgot the name band. So anyway, it's literally got...
That's Robin Trower. I don't know where that came from. Seven Bridges.
Oh.
Is it like Deep Purple or one of those?
No.
He's going to look it up.
When I was filming, I'd look it up.
So this is the one that's going to look stuff up here. It's pretty cool. I'm debating whether to be in the picture or not. Because I can't do that. I can look at the microphone and the camera at the same time. So I'll make an appearance every once in a while so you know that I'm here. But, yeah. Okay. You also kind of work the screen every once in a while just so it doesn't shut off in the middle of your show. It's kind of an interesting thing here too. But anyone wants to type in a live chat, you can do that. So it's at the bottom of your page if you're listening live. I don't think a lot of people are going to be at this hour on a Saturday.
Probably not this early in the morning.
But I don't do Saturday shows, so no one's expecting
probably
it.
Probably not this early in the morning here in the States. Might be late at night over there.
Well, actually, I worked with a woman, Jen Clark, one of the founders of the trucking movement,
mm-hmm.
the Freedom Truckers, and we actually wrote an Australian Bill of Individual Rights. And she's on the show a few times, so it was like 11 o'clock for her, 7 o'clock my time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's done, but yeah. So you're going to hear people looking out, like this person in the back.
Just hit me. Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles and Bridge Road? Okay,
uh-huh.
So for all of you wondering that why didn't we know that song being musicians, that's why. So,
it happens when you know, like 600-700 different songs in your head and know how the vocals are supposed to go, how the drums are supposed to go,
yep.
And so others knowing how the guitar is supposed to go. It happens.
Do you think we should tell people that they're going to be on camera when they walk in that door?
Nah, that'd be a surprise.
This is funny. We're having too much fun here. We're all over the place, topic-wise, too. So if you want to come, you can, but the only problem is it's not going to be heard on Facebook. But if you want to send a message, but this is my phone. Normally I get texts and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're going to have to wait. We'll do it later. And I may do another video. Probably will. Once this will be set up, I'll do one during the set. But there's things that should be filmed, right? Remember what those are? Some of the ceremonies that go on here?
Some of the ceremonies that are not allowed to video.
Right.
I just can't remember exactly which ones they are.
Probably doing that, and I remember
the grand entry.
Grand entry, okay.
There's some others that are in there too.
Yeah.
I know they'll probably have the veterans.
There's a lot of Creek veterans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a major portion of the tribe here is our veterans, which is fascinating. It's great. You know, and it's cool for just a little bit. It's just good that before the Civil Rights Act, Black America in the armed forces,
mm-hmm.
World War I, probably Civil War, even back to War for Independence, and yet there were slaves at that time. So
mm-hmm.
it's like you can believe country and realize that at this particular time they don't have it all together yet, but it's coming, and it's going to get there. Now they're oppressing everybody.
Yeah, pretty much.
So that's a different kind of situation. Anyway, other veterans in the tribe, we should probably get them here. It'd be interesting to.
Well, gentlemen just walked through as one veteran, of course, myself.
Yeah.
Fremont is a veteran.
And which branch?
I was in the Army.
Okay. And Can you say when? You don't have to. Of course, knowing my history brain, I'll try and figure out if something interesting was going on at the time.
Well, the only thing that was interesting going on at the time was Operation Desert Storm, Desert Shield.
Right. So the 80s we're talking?
And 90s.
90s, okay.
Early 90s.
Okay.
And I got out in like 97,
98. Okay.
Yeah, I've had enough.
Well, boy, you served. I didn't actually have a stranger. I grew up in three different countries. So when I'm 18, I lived in three nations. It's like I wasn't a U.S. citizen yet, not until I was 21. And so I'm thinking I could serve, but, and I really wanted to fly airplanes. And that was my big thing, was to fly jets. And I started wearing glasses at 19.
And that shot it down right there.
Exactly. Well, it gets better. Then I wanted to be, after I was served in the Air Force, I wanted to go fly for the airlines. And so it took me years to get the money and the student loans together for flight school. So 89, I go to flight school. 1991, I'm teaching, holding my hours. So I have about 2,900 hours. I've got about 1,900 gold given, 1,000 of everything else, cross and things like that. And guess what? In 92, the airlines went broke. So I'm doing a specialty.
Nope, not
so
at all.
So I'm doing great, but I have plans. I'm going to get a Vietjet Mark II. And so it's fully back. It's by a Learjet engine. It's like a military tandem seating front to back, swept wings, all that. And it costs about $500,000 by the time you get it all outfit. That's possible. Like I say, endorsement, get the 10 million listeners,
Anything and everything is possible.
Yeah.
Always remember that.
Yeah, it's got to keep going. Yeah. Oh, we got people out there. This is funny. So what's going to happen is they're going to walk in. They're not going to know they're on camera.
They're going to the building that's right behind us. That happens to be restaurants.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. That's a whole different. Yeah. Stay
exactly.
There. Yeah. We'll separate restroom from radio room.
Exactly.
So let's get back. I keep up people like, Greg, let him talk. Sorry. Occupation. but going with the band, I think a lot of people want to do this, but they see the room. That they don't see the headache part.
They don't see all the headache. I mean, you snare going. Of course, I didn't go on with any of the really big name bands, but you've got travel time to each venue.
Mm-hmm.
And while the artist is on stage performing, unless you're like me, where it's literally doing the roadie and the guitar tech, so I never got downtime.
So you had to start doing this and make
yep.
I want to get tech stuff in a bit because I'm a guitar player.
Yeah.
But the roadie stuff. So you've just got to lift and.
Yeah, we're setting up the speakers. We're setting up, lighting, all the stage equipment, from snakes to microphone stands, mics, cables, and literally.
People have no idea, do they, how much is involved in setting up a band?
No.
So you've got guitar amplifiers,
mm-hmm.
bass amplifiers. To the drum.
Every drum mic,
okay.
Snare, all the rack toms, floor toms, kick drum, and then a lot of places we end up with overheads.
Overheads are microphones?
Microphones okay. Goes over the whole drum set, so it literally can pick up all the ambiance and cymbals.
And that's a very high frequency sound,
mm-hmm.
So that's going to carry. People wonder why they don't amplify the cymbals, but you don't have to.
Mm-mm.
It's funny that even in the loudest rock band, you can hear an unamplified cymbal. It's that high frequency. So for those who are wondering why, it's just there's a reason for it. Now, guitars and basses are actually kind of a mid-range, right?
It depends on the guitars a lot of times. There are some that like to have that really tinny, high-pitched guitars, and I'm like, it sounds thin.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I'm accused of having too much trouble. I've actually developed my guitar playing. I guess I, matured. I used to be a single coil guy. Now I'm a double coil guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so for those who don't know, Stratocasters, Jimi Hendrix guitar, that's a single coil. It's got a higher, more treble kind of sound, but it's made for bigger hands. Hendrix had, like me, lumberjack hands. Jimmy Page was a little British guy, people Les Paul, which is heavy. So you got the shoulders for it, but it's a smaller gauge. And that we call humbuckers. It's thicker, fuller sound because you have two pickups instead of one pickup. Notice which finger I that carefully. Okay.
And the nice thing is you can sit there and choose from, on the Les Paul, you can choose from either the neck pickup or the bridge pickup or both.
Yep. Well, actually, I have a G&L Invader. I'm a GML player. And so what I have in mind, I have two humbuckers, and I have a dual blade pickup in the middle. So I have a five-position switch.
Mm-hmm.
It gets better. It's a toggle switch, though. Now, the toggle switch normally would split the humbucker into single coils,
mm-hmm.
and it'd make a set. I had them wired together. So when I put the toggle switch on, no, it doesn't get louder. It actually is louder with the single pickups.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very interesting sound.
But it's got a nice tone.
It's a beautiful tone. It's sort of like a Dire Straits humbucker tone, mm-hmm. if you can imagine Sultan to Swing and Stairway to Heaven kind of combining their sound together. That's really weird for people I know. But
that is extremely weird.
But it works. And so I have all these things. I have. It's a wonderful guitar. Now I need another one. And so I'm going to get another G&L, which just had the toggle switch split in the cable. But it's going to be the Seth Love pickups, the original Gibson 1959 sound on a G&L. So it's going to look at that. It's going to suck a fall. It's going to really confuse people. But I don't care.
I have sat there and watched the guy.
I play the little hands. If you have little hands, play Gibson. If you have, like, Angus...
playing an SG.
He plays exactly. So Gibson, smaller hands, Fender's bigger hands.
And for those that don't know, the SG stands for standard guitar.
Yep.
A lot of people didn't realize that.
AR-15 stands for Armalite, not assault rifle.
Mm-hmm.
What else can we clarify while we're here? Anyway, so back to tech and mics and everything. You got mics for the vocals too, right?
Yeah.
Plus the monitors. So you got monitors, mics for the vocals, over mics. You've got mics on every drum. You've got guitar amps. What else we got?
Then you got the monitors that each one of the players and singers can hear what's going on.
Right.
You got front of house speakers, the board, and it gets really entailed getting everything all set up.
Did you run the board?
No, not until I got my own, and then I started doing it myself.
Tell people what the board is.
The board is really the mixer. It controls everything.
So if you hate the singer, you can go. So the guitar player keeps turning up, you can keep turning them down. Yeah.
Well, I actually had a situation like that where the guitar player kept going back and turning his amp up,
uh-huh.
and then he wants more vocal in his monitor.
Idiot.
And I'm like, if I turn the vocal up anymore, all you're going to hear is just a straight up squeal. Because you're going to start feeding back.
Can you explain feedback to people who don't know? Because we all hear it, but we hear it
and squeal back at you. And a lot of times it's come from a monitor to a microphone, or if your microphone is set too high and it gets close to the wheel. But
Yeah, I thought like the one was picking up a sound and it was going to the other.
And it's basically just a circle.
They're in like a circle, exactly. They keep getting louder and louder. Because I get feedback on an amp sometimes if I stand too close to it when adjusting it. You know, because the magnets, a pickup is like a microphone, right?
Yeah.
Except it picks up magnetic impulses. It picks up vibrations. Well, I guess a regular microphone picks up vibrations too. So is there much difference? So what's the difference between this is real guitar stuff. This is kind of fun. So what's the difference between a guitar pickup and a microphone?
The only difference between a guitar pickup and microphone, most microphones have a diaphragm.
Okay.
And that diaphragm.
So, but the guitar's having burst control, is that telling me?
Yeah, they need burst control.
Okay, good, fine.
I mean, they get stuck a lot, but, you know.
Okay, that's interesting. So the diaphragm vibrates from my voice. It can't have a voice directly. But a guitar, because the strings are vibrating above the magnet of the pickup, that they don't need a diaphragm in the pickup. That makes perfect sense.
Now, if you take a guitar,
uh-huh.
it really works really good with
that.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy from Bon Jovi.
Wow.
Do. I actually do that myself on a microphone because my voice is low.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need the voice synthesizer. I just go, wow, right in the microphone. And so, how'd you do that? Same way I do Yoda. You think like Yoda, you can be Yoda. Mm. So, you know,
well,
I mean, it's also kind of
like me as I sit there and used to be a DJ, but not on radio. We won't discuss the establishments.
Here he is on live radio and video saying he's not going to discuss something.
Not going to.
What do we do?
I'm not going to discuss the establishments. But
oh, that's good, actually. That's
it would
good.
All sit there and come out to a little something like, well, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, here she comes right now, round number one.
You're good at that.
She did 25 years of it.
You did my promos. We'll have you make send me an MP3. Make a promo. Now Action Radio from Reebok. What's the rest of your name? You must be more to it than that. What's your official?
My official name is Robert Worsbook.
Mm.
And when I went to Robertville High School in Alabama, my drum section leader could not say my last name.
Oh.
And they were like, we got to come up with some kind of a nickname. And one of Buddy's sister goes, Reebok sounds close to Wurzbach. It's been like that ever since the mid-80s.
Were they popular then, Reeboks?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Were you a drummer in marching band?
Yep.
So high school, college?
High school only.
Okay. Yeah, see, I played tuba all the way through. Good morning. We're live on the radio. You want to come join us? She's whispering now, so she can't tell us. Okay. I missed the verbal. You can fill me in later.
Okay. Yeah. That was our luscious secretary of the tribe.
Yeah, I recognize her. She's on my show. I forgot. I'm terrible with names.
She is literally running around like a chick with her head cut off.
Oh, she's busy.
She's constantly busy.
Yeah, so hopefully some of the folks and maybe some of the account here real quickly before things get crazy. But if not, then shut down. So once again, we're here at the Creek Fest and here at the Creek Ground. This 4650 Willard Norris Road in Milton, Florida. And so come on down, come to us. We're live broadcasting. So we're broadcasting. So let me talk to my person. What's your first name?
Huh?
What's your first name again?
Robert.
No, hers.
Oh, hers? That's Tracy.
There we go. I thought so. Okay. Hey, Tracy. Hi. We're live. We're on video and we're on radio. Broadcasting worldwide on the worldwide internet.
Action radio. Action radio.
See, I guess you you haven't lost it. You still got it. You do.
Well,
that's really
that's
funny.
Because I have a lot of friends that sit there and go, hey, Reebok, do the voice, man, do the voice.
Well, yeah. We got to put this into practice. Do you have access to the MP3 recording or something like that? If you want to, you know.
My whole mixture, I can turn to it. It's a Behringer F18 and all digital.
Make something for radio if you want. Just send me, you know. We have audio clips. All things here on the right side of my screen. These are all audio clips.
Oh yeah,
I have some cool ones too. I have actually my last Matt Gaetz interview before I was let go from WBY. That was kind of cool. We made history. We wrote a bill on the air to make the citizenship question mandatory in the census. And I wrote with 8 callers, and they're 8 paragraphs long. I put it on our website, writeyourlaws.com. Sent it to Matt Gaetz, and this is what we wrote it on Thursday. Sent it to him. Put it on the website on Friday night. Sent it on the Tuesday for regular call. And I already read it. And this is a great way to get legislation directly to Congress. And 3 days later, it's fired. You know, so we make broadcast history. We do something that's never been done before. And then I moved to Blog Talk. So, and we've been here ever since. So my 4-year anniversary is coming up Christmas Eve. So that's kind of cool. Anyway, so we're. Do you have anything else on the schedule we should talk about? Let's see what's going on here. We've got the opening ceremonies first, right? 9 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll have a.
You have the program? I've got the program here somewhere.
Let's see, we've got our first loop at 9:30.
Central time, folks. Is any broadcast live? Do you have a live feed or anything going on here? Do you have Studio 850 from Pensacola? Because they're good about that kind of stuff.
I don't think so.
Okay. You got me.
They got you?
And my phone.
That's right.
So I'll do more videos.
If I can sit there and put my, because I control my whole mixer from my iPad.
Uh-huh.
If I can set my iPad down long enough, I might get video with them.
Okay. I tried before, though, but they have the type of so it never really worked out that well. So here's my prediction. I put this on Facebook last night. Don't be surprised the Democrats turn in enough GP seats to take control of Congress in the next weeks. That's my prediction. I think they're going to lose. So let's go down to Creek. It's going to be down a little bit. Where I put the... I was out of focus. You guys took a better picture the second time. See all the crazy stuff I get up to on my Facebook page?
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts. All right, let's just download here. Where did it go? I'm going to scroll down here a minute. This is a movie I'm in. Falcon. That's Julia Rouse. She plays Dinah Wellington. She's playing a lobbyist in this film. It's a constitutional, political, historical thing. I get to train her to be a lobbyist, which is really fun. I got some Ben Garrett cartoons. It was on the show. I was going to replay that. Actually had an interview almost ready to go. I forgot the upload time Friday, so I didn't have. It was like upload. I started the show, and then of course it's uploading. So here we go. So where is the whole? Give me the whole schedule, silly people. It must be here further. Here we go. So let me read this directly from. If I go over to my Facebook page, this thing works better when you don't. Too many things too many deals open at the 15th, Sunday, November 20th. It goes back tomorrow.
Yeah.
So if you miss today, you can come back tomorrow. 4750 Willard Norris Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. We've got Billy White Fox. What does it say? Last FM Music, Billy, I guess they got his website there. 2005 Native American Music Award for Artist of the Year. Very cool. And he'll be performing his schedule. So we're actually coordinating here a couple of different things.
So he will be on at 10:15.
Okay.
On both days.
Uh-huh. Lowry Begay or Begay? How do you
Begay.
Put it? Begay. And he is 2004. Chemitzun. That sounds very Native American.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, did Chemitzun? Hoop dance champion. So we got like 10 hoops, you know, hands, feet, the whole bit. That's pretty well.
I'm looking forward to seeing his show.
I haven't seen him before.
But he's also a player as well. So.
Why hooping?
That I'd love to see.
That's good.
If he could do it, I'd be amazed.
So he'd be like, he's a separate award for hoops.
He comes on at 1.
I'm not making face people, really. I'm not. Okay. Arvel Bird, who is the Celtic Indian. So that's... Well, sure, we're going to have a great time for the buffalo hunt. It's going to be grand. You try mixing Celtic and Native American.
As you can see there in the picture there, he plays the fiddle, flute, and he's a great storyteller. And I just met him for the first time yesterday when he got here.
If you see any of these folks outside, you know, at some point, send them in.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully Dan will, actually. We'll see if Chief Dan does it. Is that a bead band or something at the end of his violin there?
I'm not sure exactly what he's got hanging.
I thought it was
there,
like an eagle. Like it. I thought it was the eagle feather first.
Might be
like
an
that.
Eagle feather.
Yeah, it's hard to see right now.
But he's supposed to be on it too.
Okay.
And we got
fun.
Michael DeMaria.
So, and he's author of 4-time Grammy nominated artist.
And he is the first person of that on both days at 9:30.
Okay. So we're going to shut down pretty promptly at 9 and give people a chance to, well, it's an hour and a half. I think we'll be okay. They'll have had enough of us by then. So if people are wondering about the difference, because this can, you know, gets me, I always want to try and, you know, say the right thing. Native American versus American Indian. And so that's something that comes up. A lot of these people are saying Celtic Indian, you know, and they're obviously Native American. As I understand, Native American can be a born. You know, but an American Indian, a special designation, not rotten. So what's your sense on that? Because Dan and I talked about it on this show.
I look at it as people are people.
Yeah.
And of course, it's funny is because we're here at a Creek tribe, and I'm full-blooded German.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's the fun part of it.
Well, it's fun for me. I mean, I'm Canadian. You know, my mother's Native of English descent. My father's Australian Greek descent. I have no ancestry, Native American, American Indian at all. But I was honored with my membership,
yes.
You know, by doing the radio. Did you hear about that when it happened? I don't know. We never met. Okay.
I didn't hear about it.
Oh, too bad. Well,
I mean, everything that these guys, these wonderful people here have done for me and their way of saying thank you and stuff, it's been an honor. I really enjoy it here. Everybody's super nice. And it's really like one big family.
I was going to say, too, I don't have a lot of family. You know, the family I was born into is issues. Let me just leave it at that.
Who doesn't have issues?
No, we're talking serious personality disorders.
Yeah,
we're talking major, major. Yeah, exactly. My childhood was a challenge. And then early adult life was a challenge, too. And then I talked about this on the show. I went through in my early 50s, a huge bout of depression for a couple of years. And it was the best thing that ever happened to me. So all you folks that think depression is bad, stop medicating. Deal with what you have to deal with. And then you get on with the rest of your life. That's what I did. That's what I'm talking about. Because I was miserable. I thought of it as, you know, walking neck deep in molasses.
Literally.
Yeah.
That's the best way I've ever heard it put.
You've been there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. It's very common. Not a lot of folks want to talk about it, but it's your body shutting you down so that you deal with the things that you have to deal with so you can get on with your life.
Mm-hmm.
Action rate would not be possible had I not gone through 2 years of depression. I absolutely that. Yeah. Who else we got here?
We definitely need to remind people, bring beers, blankets, enjoy the day.
Yep. And also drugs and alcohol prohibited. So bring chairs, blankets, and enjoy the day. Yeah. I mean, I just walk around because I have so many friends here, too. Somebody I haven't met for, because I only see here, Chief Eagle, Chair Tribe. And he's back somewhere, at least he was last time. And, you know, and there's a lot of things to get. I have a shirt here. Let's bring this up. And now we get to the fashion part, though, which you won't see on radio. Anyway, so this is, can we see it? This is my shirt from, I got my voice muffled a little bit there. But that's what, I got that couple at the last powwow. So hopefully I'll get some stuff. I love this stuff. I love being a part of the tribe. I should do more. You know, I hope to do regular broadcasts. Now that I know I can broadcast from here, maybe do more. You know, and that would be good also. Another group, like I say, Studio 850 is in Pensacola. They might come out and video any of the events that are going on here. You know, because usually Saturday I collapse after doing, you know, because what people don't know about radio, and you know this too about performing, that, you know, the performance might be 3 hours, the same band night, right? But the work between that is
before
and after. It's like 8 hours even, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like,
then you got travel time.
It's like me. I've set up two totally separate sound systems here on the tribal grounds, and that took me a good bit of the day. Plus, I have to test it. I have to set the EQ or the equalizer on it,
right,
so it doesn't sit there and sound horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've got to wait for the musician to get here, and then I got to sit there and do sound checks with them.
What's a sound check?
Sound check is basically getting the levels right so that they're not too powerful.
What are levels? Where are the basics so people stand it?
So like, if a level is, if they're talking into the mic, you can read through this one. And if the level's not high enough, it's going to sound like.
Yeah. That's my fear, is that it does like, and I've grew up on something, but I won't know until we hear the podcast. And by then, then it's too late. So if it doesn't work, we'll make it next year. It's just, I'll just take care of that. So if people are wondering why we're way off to the side here, that's how I can keep the cell phone plugged in so we can actually do, you know, a couple hours of this.
Yes.
Which is fun. I'm really glad to have you. You've absolutely made my day. You've made the show.
I'm glad I could help out.
If you didn't have the time, I'd be sitting here talking to myself. And because nobody else is here. It'd be really tough to do the show. So thank you. So anyway, so levels. You can see the screen here. I've been after blog to get digital levels, mm-hmm. So I know how much is happening out. And because sometimes it'll just arbitrarily off. My mic going to have to call in by cell phone. I don't know when that happens unless a caller tells me.
Yeah.
So I'm just assuming we're broadcasting now. Facebook, are we broadcasting now? I mean, I see people there, just not. Yeah, we're live. Yeah, we've been live for a while. Yeah. But that would be a nice thing to have. So those are actual, it used to be needles. You'd have a needle that would go across a little instrument. It'd be like a gauge, and you'd have a green zone where it's good. You'd have yellow and red. Now, if I remember, you have a yellow kind of line up there.
Right.
Why is that?
That is just before it starts. Clipping.
What's clipping?
And clipping, it sounds like.
Yeah, that happens in my show sometimes too. But it happens when I have too many open windows on the screen because there's only so much memory on the computer. So I'm running the whole show. This is my first remote show. We're running the entire show. I've got my iMac computer. I've got my keyboard, mouse, microphone, headset, cell phone, power strip. And we're worldwide. I mean, we're running the entire show from right here. And so, of course, my Facebook, you know, they can tune into that. I'll put it in an extra radio video page.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll put it there. I'm the Creek Tribe. Anybody can watch this. There's a chance to make something special before on the Creek Festival. We get a lot more people back. That's cool. Yeah.
I think it's going to be huge amount of people on here.
Okay, good.
There's been a lot of people talking about it. I mean, we've got some tomahawk throws that are going to be going on as well.
This is a new shooting range that does that. Stand your ground in the new shooting range. They have actually axe throwing, and I suck at it. I mean, I'm terrible. I want to try tomahawk. I don't think I'll be much better. I'm not athletic coordinated. That's why I play music.
Right. Yeah, but it takes a lot of athletics to play certain music, especially when you're a drummer.
I was a tuba player. Metal tubas. Not the weenie gully fiberglass. They're 18 pounds or something ridiculous. And you think that's a lot of weight, but it is after 8 hours of, you know, your morning practice. So marching band, I love doing 50. I'm ADHD. Obviously, you are too. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to keep because of the multiple topics we're doing here. But So you did Saturday games, right, in high school? Did you have a morning practice? Or no?
No.
Oh, they went and winged it?
Pretty much.
So Friday. See, we have a morning practice. We have lunch. And then we marched out of the field or on the buses because our game weren't that far away. College was different. We didn't play with the team. Those were a week off. But a couple of times we did, and that was really fun. We had our band in college was 300 piece.
Oh, nice.
It was the University of Massachusetts. And so we had, it's even bigger now. But it was huge. And we had so much fun. Away trips. This is back in the days when they gave us fast food and we didn't care. So all the two of us would get like three Big Macs at the end of a football game. Oh, you got to do stuff? You can talk. It's okay. It's only worldwide radio. Don't worry about it. So if you want to come join us, Trace, say hi to her. No, you got stuff to do. Oh, that's fine. 2 minutes, whatever. You know, if you get a chance, don't worry about it. So we're actually going to have I can actually angle myself a little bit towards the screen here. I'm trying to I'll probably set this center next time. I can do the microphone and the video at the same time and get a little better coordinated. But there's a lot of happening here. So come on out to the Creek Fest. Let me give you the information once again. And so this would be a great time for you to get your breakfast, get all set to go. It's 7:37 here. Creek Fest starts at 9 o'clock. It runs 9 to 6, both today and tomorrow. So I'm reading right off the Creek Fest brochure here. A Creek Indian cultural experience. Okay, so American Indian is just as good as Native American. You can say that. So the only person we didn't cover is Jimmy Epp and she's 2018 Native Rhythms Festival Flute Award on her schedule. But, something's going on. We've got the powwow style drum dancing. It's going to be going on. We've got traditional Creek stomp dancing. We have a living Creek Indian village and actually in the middle of the ground here. And so I'll be taking a look at that. I might do a video. From there. We've got tomahawk throwing, as Reebok just explained a little bit ago. We've got hands-on children's craft, Native American flute vendors. I actually bought a pan flute previous Creek Fest, and this is 3 years ago. And one of these days, I'm actually going to practice it. You know, but I play so much guitar, it's a different kind of thing. We've got Native American style craft and jewel vendors. I want a new shirt, so the shirt's out here. Traditional Creek and contemporary food and drink. Indian fry bread and roasted corn, and we've got a petting farm. So that's what's all. Tickets available on www.eventbrite.com. And again, this is bring chairs, blankets, and enjoy the day. Drugs, alcohol. So it's a good group. It's a good bunch. There's a lot of things going on here. So it's just me now. I'm sort of down the fort belt. I'm going to move in a little bit. Let's show this right here. Oh, there we go. So this is my first remote cast. I made a mobile studio. I can actually the microphone's so strong I can move it away from me a little bit. But I've made a mobile studio out of my computer. I got the keyboard. I got the headset obviously I'm wearing to sort of monitor, make sure the sound's coming through the microphone. And notebook, phone, power cord, power strip it, running the whole show for me. And so this is kind of interesting. And again, if you look at earlier in the, you can see where we had the cultural center I'm in right now. So I'm all by myself sitting here. This is kind of weird. So hopefully someone will come back. Reebok will come back. He was great to talk to. We had a lot of fascinating information. Let's see if I can give you more information on the Creek Fest from the brochure here. Santa Rosa Creek Band Creek Festival. Santa Rosa Band of Lorski is hosting the 32nd annual Creek Festival on a family-friendly entertainment. That's right. I'm in the Cultural Heritage Museum on the tribal grounds. And so they have talks here. They have demonstrations here. They have meetings here. There's a lot of stuff going on right here. And you can see sort of the art behind me with the pictures of the chiefs behind me here. And it's just a beautiful room. It's right in the middle of this wide open area. So this is actually Greek land. And so I guess it's sovereign. I'm not sure. I can ask Reebok and some of the other folks about that. So anyway, it starts at 9 o'clock. And so that'll be an hour and a half or 7:40 now. So a little less than an hour and a half. It goes until 6 o'clock. And we've got Santa Rosa Creek Indians, 4750 Willard Norris Road, Milton, Florida. So just look at GPS, easy to find. I guess they have a refund policy. It says there will be nationally recognized Native American containment on the following day. Now, I've read before, but if you're in the podcast or in the actually the live show and in our Facebook live video, we've got the folks are Arvel Bird, Celtic Ian, Native American award-winning flutist or flautist and storyteller. We've got Billy White Fox, nominated for Native American Music Award Artist of the Year. Lowry Begay, Schmetzen, Hoop Dance Champion. And we've got Michael DeMaria, author, four-time Grammy-nominated artist. And Jamie Eppert, Native Rhythm Festival Flute Award-winning winner and nominated best song. So, and I've read all the stuff already. So there's a lot of things going on. Oh, let me see if there's more information here. Once I run out of this brochure, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. So hopefully somebody will have a chance to join for a couple of minutes. We shall see. Otherwise, I'll vamp. we've had a good show already. Even if I stop this now, we've already had a great show. But I want to get some of the voices, some of the people on here. So a festival will include Powwow Drum and Drum of the Red Boys Drum Group. It's interesting. Like I say, every time I hear something like, the Red Men, I think of myself. Well, it's interesting. Other people are talking about things like who was the Redskins, Washington football team. But American people like, hey, we've been talking about it. So it's a different philosophy. Anyway, so Red Boys Drum Group, Powwow style dancing, traditional Creek stomp dancing. I think I said that Living Creek Village. Guided tours by traditionally close, as early as 1800s reenactment. We got a skirmish between Creeks and soldiers. That should be fun. it's like cowboys and Indians here. Traditional Creek food cooking demonstrations. The pan bread. If you haven't had the pan bread, you've got to come try the pan. The pan bread is all. We got weapons demonstrations. We've got hands-on crafts. Okay, I read all that. All right. So now I'm out of information. Now I don't know what to do. So send people out for the radio. Hello. This is crazy. So I'm just going to kind of hang here for a bit. I could always shut down and restart. I don't know what I'm going to do. I could play something, but this is where I play like an interview, but you guys on video are not going to hear it. So if you have a message for me, why don't you type in something in Facebook? Any comments, this would be a good time to do it. If I can get some of those on the show here. So let's see if I bring my phone closer. This is going to look really weird for a minute. As I bring the phone on its tripod. Actually, I have a tripod. So it's looking weird right now. Let's see if I got messages. We got folks watching. Okay, good. Who else we got watching here? We did get a couple of people. You want to send me a comment, feel free. So type in something, and away we go. That'd be good. All right. So, there's nothing to comment on yet. So I'll put this back. Oh, gee, it worked out to me yesterday. I can feel the muscles. Is that one? Am I there? We'll put it there for now. And I'll have another guest. We'll go from there. So anyway, we've actually been on for a while, so this is good. So when did we start? About 6:30. It's about a little over an hour. This is not bad. I'll hang out here and vamp for a little while and see if something somebody comes by to talk to me that's sort of abandoned. There we go.
Hey, hi. Could you send anybody that wants to be on the radio to me? Anybody in the Tribe Tribal Council? You, Chief Dan, if you're out there.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks very much. I appreciate it. So, yeah, I can't leave here because then this is kind of funny. But there's a lot of stuff to set up before folks get here at 9:00.
So, like I say, I'll vamp for a while. If I don't get anybody to join me, we'll just shut it down and I'll pick it up. I'll do a video later, once my phone's charged up, which it will be. Sit on the chair now. So again, the Creek Fest. Let me see if I can tell you what else is going on. Just for the video in general. So, if you're new to the video, if this video is new to you, then what we do. Actually, I can see if I. This is hoping that my cell phone mic is picking up. As well as the microphone here, that's doing pretty well. It's actually doing well. So Action Radio, first show that has the citizen legislature. We do things that have never been done before. One of those, apparently, we're the only people broadcasting live from the Creek Fest in Milton, Florida. So that's new. And it's just, I want to get another guest. I really enjoyed having Reebok on the show. It's great to talk to a sound tech guy. I haven't even asked him about guitar tech yet. But the festival starting in an hour. 15 minutes was on Emerald Robinson's show. I want to hold like Bannon and want to start focus on our legislation because you look at the political situation and the Republicans have surrendered. They've completely surrendered. They're not defending their elections. They don't care. And it's about moving parties. And the parties are totally. I think for us that we want directly from we the people, send them directly to everybody else, send them to me, and and then to Congress and the state legislatures, and let's see if we can get something going there.
Hey, you want to be on the radio?
Hey, Greg, we're in full swing.
Oh.
I mean, I can give you a little soundbite or something.
Yeah, soundbite's fine. Anybody else? Oh, so you're all setting up?
Yeah, so we might now see if I can get something else here in the seat. Bit of fun. This is improvised radio. It's one of those situations where, I don't know, I mean, I didn't really have anything planned. I just want to come out here and see if I could do a show. So at least we got it set up. We had some initial problems. If you missed the part, we're supposed to start at 6. We didn't get going until 6:30 because I couldn't get lights on. There was like a switch over there. I didn't have didn't get Wi-Fi. It's a mess. So it's really good to have this done so that I can get more, get better at remotes. So, come on, join me. 2 minutes. There we go. I'll move this a little bit, move my microphone over a little bit. So we're all set up. I've got this Yeti Blue mic actually has a dull thing.
Okay, perfect.
So I forgot your name. I'm sorry. John. Hey, John. How you doing?
Yeah, doing well.
I'm terrible at this. So yeah, now you're heard. So you don't have to lean into it. So you can kind of sit back and get in. Get your video. Oh, there we go. So you are, and there I am. So they've seen enough of me. So what's going to, what's happening out there, and then we can hear your story.
Yeah, certainly. So we're getting prepared for the event today.
Okay.
Gates open at 9.
Right.
So it's mad dash to get everything prepared.
Fortunately, they're open when I got here at 5:30. So I guess you close them again and then open them up again, or what's going on?
Well, it's not open to the general public.
Okay.
Like the folks that you're seeing outside, those are all our vendors.
Right.
We're going to have a petting zoo.
Okay. What kind of critters?
All kinds. Apparently, they have a baby kangaroo.
Really?
Yeah.
In this weather?
Yeah.
They're strong. I know. They don't like this kind of weather. Get it. As a gun, we got a kangaroo. This should be fun.
Yeah. So.
Got a shrimp on the Barbie?
They're going to have ponies.
Okay.
There's an animal rescue that's going to have.
That's
actually going to be adopting dogs out
okay.
here today. So.
So what's your Western name in the creek name?
Yes, my name is David Ellis.
Okay.
I'm a local real estate broker here.
That's what I'm – yeah, you look familiar, but I haven't played. So give me a shameless plug.
Yeah.
Website, phone number. Go ahead. Hey, let's hear on my show. That's the video.
Sure. So I'm broker owner of Voyage Real Estate. We had Imogene Theater listed. That's been a topic of conversation.
Oh, we need to talk about that.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Finish your information, and then I want to talk.
VoyageGulfCoast.com.
Okay.
And we're based in downtown Pensacola.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool. So for those who don't know Imogene, we talked about it earlier. We talked about it earlier with Reebok over there. Imogene is one of my favorite places on the planet.
Yeah.
I love that building. I've been there. I saw BJ Thomas there do Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. I've seen the Milton High School Jazz Band there.
Yeah.
I went to a ghost chasing at 2 in the morning, and I did the copper rod thing, you know, and apparently I'm very empathic because the rod's caught immediately. That's unusual. So get a bit more of me than being egotistic. I think.
Sure.
There we go. That actually works out. So hopefully this whole picture will be in the video. But if you're going to sell it, who owns it now? And are there any kind of restrictions that they have to keep at the Imogene and turn it into a condo? I mean, it has to stay the Imogene, right?
Right. So okay. The Historical Society owns it.
Okay.
And there's been a lot of conversation in the public about restriction, right? And everybody thinks that that's what's keeping from selling. The reality is the restrictions are very nominal.
Okay.
Want to make sure that the theater remains a theater.
Okay.
So
no internal restructuring of the building, or at least not in the upper area where the stage and the balcony and the other stuff are.
Yeah, the downstairs could be any number of things, right? Like if you wanted to put a coffee shop or a restaurant or...
That's actually not a bad idea. Beautiful room on the right side.
Right.
You know, and it's like a reception area that they have parties, they have weddings and things like that.
And they have a small kitchen already. So.
Yeah. So that would actually attract more people. So what I want to do is use that venue as much as possible, but have things down below because you've got the history, you've got the museum on one side, and you've got the reception area on the other. Whatever they do, is that matter.
Yeah.
They're not take out walls or restructure or knock this down.
I mean, if they wanted to restructure the downstairs, I don't know that the Historical Society is concerned about that.
Okay.
I heard from someone in the public that said, oh, well, you know, they want to keep a museum down there. And The reality is, no, they plan to move all that to the train depot.
Oh, that's interesting. That'd be fine.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's such a significant building. Is it a National Historic Site or a UN Heritage Site or any other things?
I believe it is on registry.
So you can't change it from a theater then at that point? Or
I mean, theoretically, someone could. Yeah. But, you know, that is a condition of the sale, that okay. someone would, you know, keep that, you know, some level of public theater.
See, it's not being used as a theater, and it should be. So someone, here's my, in my ideal, because I want to preserve, it's a 19-year-old building. There are how many theaters are like that in existence today? I would say very few.
Yeah.
You know, it's a unique theater. Have you ever seen a show there?
I have. Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
So the performers are right on the stage, and the audience is like feet away.
Right.
You know, when J. Thomas was there, people were actually calling in questions to him. You
That's
know,
amazing.
Oh, they were just talking to him. Like it was like he was performing in the living room. And my concern was the balconies. They have like tables. And I was always afraid that something would spill off the top of the tables. I wanted the tables behind the people sitting in the front rather than up there. And that, but apparently that's it. But the downstairs especially, you know, when you're, you know, even a major athlete at Womack there, saw some amazing people. And
there's still some bluegrass events that have been happening over the past few months.
So. Yeah. But there's something about a solo performer, you can actually talk to them. And that's a very, very special thing. You know, I hate to lose. There are very few places where you can get that close to a performer. And it's just like they're performing for you. You are right there, you know, literally 10 feet away.
I'll give you this, and then we can talk a little bit more about the event today, and
sure.
I'm going to have to run.
Okay.
I don't want Chief to get mad at me, but
yeah. We do have a Chief. I got all this way to be independent, now I have a Chief. Think about it.
Are you familiar?
Speaking of which.
Are you familiar with Farmers Operating?
No, I'm not. Tell me about that.
Hugely successful thing in Chumukla. A family ran it. And, eventually, they found it down.
You can be on the show. You'll be on the radio? Okay, fine. Okay. Video. Why?
Yeah, so... you know, Farmers Opry is one of those things that people from around here, they still talk about it. There's still a lot of love for Farmers Opry.
Okay.
But the idea is, what if they brought that back at the Imogene?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because
I feel like the one thing that the Imogene does well is it, you know, it doesn't compete with like the Sanger or these like that.
It's a different kind of thing. First of all, Sanger's beautiful. Sanger has incredible people. You've also got Vinyl on
right.
That place, and that's got all the different bands and things. But here's my vision for you guys. The courthouse across the street.
Mm-hmm.
So I've lived in San Francisco. I've lived in Boston. I'm familiar with the Ferry Building Marketplace, Boston Market. I've been to Seattle, Pike Place Market.
Sure.
What I'm hoping to do is turn the courthouse, the old courthouse, into the courthouse market.
Yeah.
So you have, so now think about this. So you have the Imogene Theater. And then you have all the gourmet restaurants and crazy hat shops and all the other stuff in the courthouse market. Now you've got an entire entertainment complex from Milton.
Yeah.
We've got the restaurants, we've got the theater, we got a parking place across the way. We've got free concerts, you know, in the spring and the fall. You know, we've got the Imogene can go all year. We've got our brew pubs also, and they have live bands after the regular bands. So even after a performance at the Imogene, you can still have a brew pub beer, listen to another live band. So the entertainment possibilities, especially as we get more businesses, we've got the river right out there too. So we can have river boats, we can have river tours, we can have river cruises.
Yeah.
Potential unbelievable, but we can't, and like I said, this is just me, I'm not speaking officially to anybody, can't lose the Imogene for what it is. We have to, and we have to use it.
Well, and I would just add to that, and not to open up a can of worms, but
I do that all the time. Don't worry. This is
generally
this is ultimate free speech zone. So go ahead, open away.
I think we don't have elected officials that possess that sort of thing.
Right in front of the Imogene that people want to make into a 4-lane highway, which would be stuff for Milton. That'd be terrible. But if you just like rain for an hour and a half, there's no traffic in the afternoon.
Well, and I think with my vision, so they have someone who's actively monitoring the street signals through
yep.
that stretch.
Yeah.
Apparently, traffic has gone down by like more than 40%.
Oh yeah, yeah. I would like to see, you probably get it even lower. by just doing a couple of right turn only places and just leave the lights green for just a certain period of time. And people just take the side streets, find alternate routes to get onto it. It should work out really well. Anyway, let's go back to the event here because you only had a couple of minutes. Let's tell me everything that that you came in today, and then thank you for having you on.
I appreciate you. So you know, today from 9 to 6, and again tomorrow from 9 to 6.
Right.
You know, we're expecting a record turnout. We haven't had this. This will be first version of this event. It's a iteration of our powwow.
And I'm doing my bit. So like I say, we're Facebook Live right now, you know, so that goes to my channel and that goes to anybody. And I've got 1500 people on that plus whoever they send it to. Plus we'll put this on the Creek page, you know, as soon as I'm done, or you guys can share it right on my page.
So we're expecting record turnout. I think we've had over 25,000 people. With our posts.
That's good.
So even if a quarter of those people show up, it'll be an incredible
event.
It's
a beautiful day out there.
You know, this is our first year that we've actually had like corporate sponsors.
Okay.
Eglin Federal is our main sponsor this year.
Uh-huh.
They actually underwrote the admission.
What's that mean?
So we're charging $5 for admission as opposed to a higher amount.
So they help with that?
Mm-hmm.
Good for them.
Yeah, I think that was a huge test
that you're attached to a radio show. So feel free to connect with anybody that's in corporate, a charity giving department. Because we're pro business.
So, you know, 9 to 6 today we're going to have incredible performers. Laura DeGay, incredible.
I'm listening. I'm just pushing buttons. Don't mind me.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. It keeps the screen on, so it doesn't forget that we're here.
So,
Tell me about Larry. Do you know any of these performers personally? I'd love to have him on the show if they have a second to drop
Michael
in.
Michael DeMaria is a local artist that's going to be performing. He's lived in Pensacola, has won all sorts of awards for his music. So, we've been able to put together a pretty unique event. Although there's a lot going on this weekend too, so we're having to compete with other events in Pensacola and in the Pace Milton area.
Would a different weekend be better? Because they're almost always going around here. You don't want it too hot because no one wants to be out here in the middle of summertime.
Right.
That's miserable. Maybe sometime, or is there, I know it's right before Thanksgiving, a specific reason that this weekend?
Yeah, so it's a circuit of tribal events.
Okay.
So a lot of our vendors are actually vendors that are traveling that circuit, Creeks, powwow. So they actually have theirs on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, interesting. What do they call it?
I think it's just called the Porch Creek Powwow.
Okay, all right.
So anyway, that's why we choose this weekend, so we can kind of sit within that circuit of events happening throughout the Southeast.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Because I think for a lot of people, their only exposure to the Creek tribe here is this Creek. Unless the kids are in school, I want to see more. You know, in fact, we've got this. It'd be nice to have more events than this.
Right.
Or have them, especially have, like I say, I mentioned to my fifth friends of mine. They're always filming events like this. You know, they were out when I did the medical freedom rallies, when we had some of the best COVID, the real doctors, and I get political, you have to agree with me, it's okay, yeah. But we had some amazing people, and they were there, videotaping that, and I had that video. But this would be a good thing for them to do. And not everything here gets video. There's certain things that are sacred and do not record it. So anything to go come in? I've been here for a couple of years.
Well, I guess I'll just say this year is different for us in that we're really leaning to aspects of native culture that are Creek culture.
Okay.
You know, generally powwow is kind of a celebration of all things native.
Right.
And this year is the first year that we're really trying to lean into our history and our tradition as Creek people.
As Santa Rosa Creek or Creek in general?
Creek in general.
Okay.
A lot of it has been us sort of trying to recapture those things that were lost to us.
Yeah.
So we have a good relationship with the Tama tribe, Creek people in Georgia.
Where are they? Oh, okay. All right.
I guess I'm going to leave you with that because I'm about to get in trouble here.
No, you're not. I know the chief. He's okay. A little full of him sometimes, but otherwise. Dan's right here. He's right across the room.
He's, hit him, Dan.
Pay attention to the man on the screen.
Appreciate you for
Hey, listen,
for
nice to meet you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank
yeah,
you.
You take care. Or see you again, actually. We have met before.
Yeah.
I'm terrible. If I don't see people within, like, weeks, it's like, you know, come and go. I've almost like reintroduced myself all the time.
No problem. You'll
okay.
be seeing me again.
Oh, good. Okay, thanks. Thanks for your time. Whew, this is fun. So I can
get back to being here.
There we go. Okay. So, again, this is my first remote show doing both the Facebook Live and the show. We've got Blog Talk on here, too. So Blog Talk's going to be cool. This will be recorded, you know, onto our podcast. And I'm just glad I can do a show. So it says I only have 15 minutes left. I started a little bit late. I might – we'll see how many we got. You've got pretty good idea of what's going on right now. So let me give a little plug for them because they've been able to actually do some pretty amazing stuff here. We've been able to do. Good morning, sir. How are you? Have a seat.
I'm
Enter
okay.
and sign in, please. It's like, and now, what's my line? Enter and sign in, please.
These days are also talking to the meek judge of criminals.
Yeah, he says it better than I do, so I just let this podcast for a while. And Jay. So we're doing well, yeah.
Yeah, a lot going on.
Yeah, I know you're going to be busy, so if you have like a minute or two, anything you want to say. We walked earlier, Thursday, so I'm just a little closer, I think. Just not a whole lot. That's good. That's right there. So, yeah. So what's going on, dude? What's happening here today?
Well, I'm just trying to get the last-minute touches put up and the
okay.
trash can liners in and
oh,
all the, you know, the glamorous stuff.
When does it start? Do you have to start preparing for a creek? How months ago? Or last year?
Started about 4 or 5 months ago preparing
okay.
for this.
All right.
And so everything is making me a little nervous because it's all going well.
Oh,
and so I just,
don't say that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, my radio show, you know, we had a couple of glitches. Like, I couldn't get the lights on. I set this whole thing up in the dark today, which is kind of interesting. And then Reebok comes by and turns everything on, which made it much easier. That's how I forgot at 5:30. I'm like, where's everybody? I thought you'd be here setting this up dark. It was really, really nice. It was, the roosters were crowing in the yard,
yeah.
You know, across the way there. And it was fun. So I'm like feeling my way around the dark, hoping I don't like stumble up my computer things. And you can see my setup. This is a mobile radio studio. We got the mic. We got the books that you gave me, which is nice. And this is it. This is the whole thing. Keyboard, mouse. This is the broad screen that I use, so I can show you this too. So this is when the callers come, they come here and they'll have live. And this is when they're on mute. And this is a screening room, so I can talk to them off the air when it was going.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to be on the radio? You have a question for Dan. Okay.
If you need to.
You need what? Still.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
I'll be there in just a second.
I can see you're busy.
Yep, Bashman.
Oh, people do that all the time. Anyway, so here's some sound effect on all the things, like your theme and, right. and so on. And this is how I do the show. We get a live chat. Anybody wants to type in from anywhere in the world, they can do that. And here's the show information.
Amazing.
This is how I run it. I run the whole thing, you know. I am the master. I run the whole thing from here. So, in the time remaining, tell me, anything you need to know?
Nothing I can think of. Of course, my mind is pretty mushed right now.
Okay. Well, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
It's a nice time out here. It's going to be fun.
Got lots of good bitters out here. Some nice stuff.
Yeah, I showed my shirt earlier.
Got,
so,
Navajo jewelry maker
okay.
here from Arizona.
Wow.
Navajo Nation.
So this is like a whole circuit.
Yeah.
First before, I've already forgotten the name. So I'm the worst person on names. But they said that a lot, there's like a circuit where people are almost touring.
Right.
You know, with this parade. Yeah. That's wonderful.
One event to another.
Okay. Do you have other events coming up that people can come to after this one on the schedule? Right now?
We've got something that we're talking about for the spring, but we haven't slowed that day yet.
Okay. I'm just so bothered. I'm still trying to wear my lenses.
All right,
you gotta go.
I need to go.
Go to Creek Fest.
Buddy.
Good to see you.
Thank you so
you
much.
Take care.
I'll send somebody else in if I can round them up.
Yeah, if not, I'll just shut down in the next little bit. But because we've got pretty well everything done. Thank you, sir. That's Chief Dan Skyhorse. Chosloko Suta Miko. And so his Muskogee's a lot better than mine for obvious reasons. His voice around here a little bit. I can show you. And then we got to, yeah, this is working out really well. And so, like I say, you know, it's such a variable thing. I never know, especially on these improvised shows, it's not really a regular schedule. So I'm just kind of hanging out. But yeah, the fun part about this is I do have a mobile studio. I've been able to set up my computer and we got the Wi-Fi going. I say mouse, keyboard, microphone, Yeti Blue mic, which is this is what runs the show right here. I mean, this is the master device and it has different settings on it, where I can actually set it to people on the other side of the mic, and then all around the mic, I can record things. Usually I just have it set facing me, and then that goes. So we've got sound stuff. We've got people walking around. We got a lot of fun. If it gets noisy, I can shut too. You got to make noise. Don't worry about me. Like I say, if I need to... Well, that makes sense. Yeah, great. Thanks. I'm just the extra, you know. Hey, you know we're in Cuba now? Did I tell you guys we're broadcasting in Cuba? Yep. We were reaching all worlds. Hola. Chief Dan says hola. Hola, Cuba. So, yeah, if anybody in these countries wants to type in a message, if you can't, call in. The number is 215-883-3832. That's working. But, again, since I've never done a static show, well, once before I did one, this private show, I don't expect regular folks to be calling in. But, again, on Facebook, we still got Facebook people. Yeah, someone's watching. So this might be, again, because it's early. I figure more people will watch the podcast and then the video afterwards. So here's a question for all you folks. I can't do video normally with the show because you can't hear the callers. There's no way to plug Blog Talk into the video. But on a situation like this where you hear me through the air on the microphone and the cell phone and the microphone that goes directly to the Blog Talk studio, I can actually make a video as we're doing the show. Now, at some point, I hope to have my own website where we can do both those things at once, and you'll be able to hear the callers and do a video, and so we'll have both of those going. I'm going to do the radio. I like the radio. Nobody here. Nobody can confuse. You can be grubby. You know, you take up, walk, and sit down to your screen. And still do the Saturday show or the remote. And we'll just kind of go from here. This is pretty good. So it's a little late right now. It looks like things are going to go. Dan, do you need this room at all, or am I okay here? Are you going to need this room? Do you need me to go at a certain time? Okay. All right. So, so I'll stick around for a little bit. So, like I said, give it a few more minutes while it drives me. But like I said, I can pack up and get ourselves going. And I'm going to be here for a while. I have another wellness thing that I'll be doing this afternoon in Pace. So I think that's at 3 o'clock. It's going to be a busy day. But I'll have my pantry, my corn, and all the other good things that are here available. There's food, and a lot of stuff going on. The exciting stuff, we're really worried about that too much. I think maybe this might be a good time to shut it. I think I've accomplished everything I wanted to, and then I can pack up, move my car, get set up for all the folks that are coming in. But, yeah, this has been good. We've been on a while. So it says 8 o'clock, so an hour and a half. We start about 6:30. Yeah, that's good. That should work. All right, so I'm going to shut down the video, shut down the show. Somebody, one more chance. Nope, still there. Let's see if I can get one more thing here. What I might do now that I know to do this is I come out here and do a show here from the tribal headquarters. Just set up the remote, get the video going a little bit better, and just have some tribal council, have Chief Dan, some of the other folks, just go ahead and do that from here. But it looks like, yeah, it's starting to get noisier out there. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so I don't play anything with my sound stuff because broadcast time is 7 to 10, Monday through Thursday, 6 to 9, Friday, Central Time, 7 to 10 a.m. So Monday, Thursday, 6 to 9 a.m. Friday. We start Fridays a little bit earlier. And let's see if I get one more time. Oh, she's left. They've shut me in, shut the door. So let's do that. And I might back on the video. Probably will. So the regular radio show starts again Monday. So we'll start again Monday with that. And let's end it right here. And so Greg Pengles for Action Radio reporting from the Creek Tribe, Santa Rosa Creek Tribe Grounds, 4750 Willard Norris Road. And again, the Creek Fest runs today from 9 until 6. It runs tomorrow, 9 until 6. And it's a really fun time. Come on out. So let me just get the brochure one more time. Particularly one more time. If anybody wants to come out here. 9 to 6 p.m. Today, the 19th and the 20th, tomorrow, 4750 Willard Norris Road, Hilton, Florida, and $2. Kids under 7 are free, and that's how that goes. So it's going to get big. Yeah, Dan, I'm going to down, so you guys can always do stuff. One more time. There you go. Yeah, it's tough to see if it's lonely at the top. Okay, Atlas. Just loco suta, mito. I gotta work on my Muskogee. One of these days should be fun. All right, so let me talk to you. I'll talk to you all Monday. I'll see you in video for the rest of Greek Fest.